BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Pope has held a private meeting with the embattled president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, after which it was announced that the government and opposition would meet next Sunday. Tensions are running high in Venezuela over the suspension of a recall referendum campaign seeking Mr. Maduro's removal. Canada and the European Union say their free trade deal is not dead, although three Belgian regions are blocking its signature. The European Council president said it was still possible to sign it on Thursday as planned, but Canada stressed the ball was now in the EU's court. A clash between protesters and United Nations peacekeepers in the Central African Republic has left four people dead. The protesters, in the capital Bangui, were calling on the UN mission to leave the country, accusing it of not doing enough to protect people from violence. Russia's foreign minister and his US counterpart have agreed to continue searching for ways to halt the bloodshed in Aleppo. Their phone conversation came on a day when Syrian government forces seized strategically valuable high ground on the city's southern fringe. The French authorities say they're satisfied with the start of the operation to empty the migrant camp known as the Jungle on the outskirts of the northern town of Calais. They say they'd evacuated 2,000 people on the first day. New research suggests that people's brains get used to lying or dishonesty, and such behaviour can escalate when repeated. The researchers said they were able to predict how big a lie someone was about to tell just by looking at a brain scan of previous deceptions. A new scholarly edition of the works of William Shakespeare will, for the first time, credit his 16th-century rival, Christopher Marlowe, as joint author of three plays. The two dramatists will appear together on the title pages of the trilogy King Henry VI, published by Oxford University Press. BBC World Service News.